This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Shareholder services and public pension funds are opposing Bank of America's board moves to combine the jobs of CEO and chairman. The decision to add the chairman title to Mr. Monahan's job responsibilities proved controversial because in 2009, shareholders had voted to strip Kenneth Lewis, then the bank's chief executive, of his chairman title in the middle of the financial crisis. A federal judge in Colorado ruled that Aretha Franklin had a high likelihood of success on the merits of her case in blocking the showing of a documentary called Amazing Grace at the Telluride Film Festival. A film that essentially recreates the entire concert experience is not fair use of this footage, he added. Supreme Court of Canada ruled that Ecuadorian villagers in the region of Lago Agrio can use an Ontario court in an attempt to collect billions of dollars from Chevron for environmental damage. The ruling is the latest step in a 13-year legal battle over the contamination of a rainforest in Ecuador, where Texaco had oil operations. Corporations have poured money into universities to fund research for decades, but now the debate over bioengineered foods has escalated into a billion-dollar food industry war. Companies like Monsanto are squaring off against major organic firms like Stonyfield Farm, the yogurt company, and both sides have aggressively recruited academic researchers, emails obtained through open records laws show. The California legislature passed and sent to Governor Jerry Brown a measure requiring the state's public pension funds to divest from coal companies. Lawmakers also passed a bill that would ensure equal compensation for women in the workplace by prohibiting employers from paying differing wages to employees who do substantially similar work. The number of people living in high-poverty slums, where 40% or more of the residents live below the poverty level, has nearly doubled since 2000. Nearly a quarter, 24%, of private sector workers will not be enjoying a paid-off day on Labor Day. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.